Dictation for Peggy Gasco, G-A-S-C-H-O, April 1954, address as a letter, Dr. Nisha Bashista, 817-4301. Dear Dr. Bashista, follow-up for Mrs. Gasco, who has membranous nephropathy in relation to Celebrex exposure, was treated with immunosuppressants and complications of cytomegalovirus pneumonia. Last visit was in April. Colonoscopy done, Dr. Person, piercing port EARSSON, benign polyps removed, no malignancy, treated for urinary tract infection symptoms, although it's my understanding culture were negative. Weight is stable, appetite is good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, urine with minimal foaminess, no blood, no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PND, review system negative. Medication list review, I will highlight the losartan HCTC Norvas on cholesterol treatment Crestor. Today, blood pressure quite high, 202, 108 by the nurse. I repeat, 186, 86 on the right. She mentioned that was visiting daughter at Connecticut. Did not do a salt restriction. Blood pressure at home has been in the 140s over 80s. Today, no respiratory distress, skin mucosal, respiratory cardiovascular normal, overweight of the abdomen, no edema, focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistry is creatinine 1.1 for a GFR of 49 to stage 3, which is stable over time. Normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. 24-hour urine collection, 1.8 grams, which is chronic, anemia 10.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. History of membranous nephropathy induced by Celebrex with positive anti-phospholipase A2 receptor antibody, received immunosuppressants, complications of cytomegalovirus pneumonia, renal failure stable over time. This is the new baseline. Proteinuria non-nephrotic range, non-nephrotic syndrome. This is also baseline. Hypertension poorly controlled, likely related to recent increased sodium intake. If this remains high, consider increasing the HCTC to 25 milligrams, probably for a few days, and then she can return to baseline. I will not oppose long-term use of 25 milligrams. If that will be the case, monitor sodium concentration and potassium. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, anemia without external bleeding, has not required treatment, not symptomatic, with UCPO for hemoglobin less than 10, come back on the next 7-8 months. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.